I hope that you've enjoyed our program this evening as we focused with a great deal of pride on a very special high school in the metropolitan Detroit area, Ferndale High School. Well, you may have kids at some other high school and say, well, how about mine? You got a good high school, but this one got it all. They grabbed the brass ring this last week.
And somehow you're just proud.
For some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. Right? Not that your grandson goes
Full
there at
disclosure,
all.
Full disclosure, yes. Okay. My grandson, Jacob Keller, is one of the people who was on that winning team along with Leo Sweeney and a bunch of other people as well.
Four others, yep.
You should give some shout-outs to some of the other people. Who would you shout-out to?
Yeah, okay. So other members were Zach Simpson, Nathan Sherman, Jack Michalak, and Jalen Thomas.
Okay, but they don't have a grandfather that's a co-host.
No, I'm sure she doesn't. All right.
Guys, we're very proud of all of you for doing that. Where are you folks heading? You're seniors. Where is this going to take you next? What are you going to surf this to? Jake?
Well, hopefully my top goal would be to head to U of M in the fall next year.
Mr. Baker?
Yes, I couldn't like that more than I could.
To U of M? Okay. Mm-hmm. To do what?
I'd want to study either engineering or business.
Okay. All right. And what kind of final goal do you have? You had a taste of creating businesses here.
Yeah. Well, so in my future, I'd really like to start a business or be a part of a business. And so I thought this is a great opportunity to see how to create a business and the work it takes to be a part of this type of business, which I thought will be, you know, really useful in the future.
They teach entrepreneurship in the College of Engineering, because I taught that in the College of Engineering there. But the Center for Entrepreneurship over in the business school is second to none. It's a wonderful program. So good
Leo,
luck
to
you.
How about you, Leo? Where are you headed?
I'm looking into three schools right now, Michigan State, Kalamazoo, and Wayne State. And since I've been a kid, I've always wanted to go into education. So I think I'm going to become a math teacher.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
You're getting a pat on the shoulder from Mrs. Keller, Molly Keller. Why, Molly? Why are you so happy about that?
I have a business background. I have a business degree, and then I went back to school for my master's of education in math and in English. So
you teach math?
I'm a third grade teacher, so I do everything.
You teach it all, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm super supportive of kids being interested in education, particularly when they've had a really great experience in school. And nowadays, kids are learning with all of this technology and all this cool stuff. So for them to want to go into education, this is the way we're going to change education and really reach all these kids.
Well, and you know, we've always talked about STEM. Now we call it STEAM, right?
Yes, the art component.
Right, with science, technology, engineering, arts. And math.
Yes. Yes.
So hopefully you're that M. If you can go to school and become a math teacher, wonderful. Yep. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Help all the other students here in Michigan. Mm-hmm.
What impact has this had on your life, being involved in this program, Leo?
I like the group component about it. I've really grown with these kids in my group. I've known them since I was a kid, and they've really impacted me. Ferndale's just very diverse, and it helps you connect with other students and other places. Like, even if you travel outside of Ferndale, you just have a better connection with everyone you see, because you've been prone to that your whole life.
Mm-hmm. Jake, well, in terms of business, we talked a little bit about this. Is it possible that what you guys created, your team created, the Parkit app, that could really become a business?
Yeah, that's kind of the final goal in this whole thing. We actually are getting a ton of support, and one of the businesses that actually offered to help us develop the app was TechTown, and that's actually in Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of the prime things I could think of that would be the Woodward Dream Cruise.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
any kind of a major event.
Anything up and down the Woodward Corridor, they have difficulty with the parking.
We should just give a background again for people who may have just joined us about what Parkit, which is the app, how that would fit into what Ed was talking about.
Right. So Parkit, it's an app to help with the whole parking structure. But the reason that our idea is so different is that we're helping to basically rent people's parking or
private, like their driveway.
Right. Their driveways off to customers. It'd be similar to something like Uber, but specifically for parking.
I don't have to find a place on the street. I just go onto your app and find a driveway that somebody's willing to allow me to park in for a fee, I'm sure, but I get to pick the one that's my price and my walking distance from wherever I'm going. That sounds cool.
What's standing in the way of this becoming a reality then?
I think the biggest thing for us is being able to code the app. And so that's something that we don't have a ton of experience in.
Okay.
So that's
somebody
really
in Ferndale must.
Right, yeah, that's our hope.
And they are doing some coding programs, even at the elementary level. My daughter in fourth grade in Ferndale is part of a coding program.
I love
high school's doing a coding program. Yeah. So they're on their way, but it's going to require some funds and some people to get involved and help
them. So your approach to this was not so much from the technical end of coding an app and creating, but you got the concept for it and put it together. Now then you need to bring somebody in who can make that work.
Right.
From the ground up on the inside.
Exactly.
Are there kids in school who could do that around you?
Yeah, we actually have quite a few kids at our school who are part of a tech program. And so we've been, you know, trying to convince some kids to help us out and give us their expertise.
Hey, listen, when they hear that you get to go to Universal because of what happened here, maybe, I don't know.
Right,
you mentioned Tech Town. What's the connection to Tech Town?
So one of the parents in the community, she reached out to Tech Town and basically explained our situation and explained how we were featured on CNBC. And so they said they would like to be a part of it and help to design it.
Isn't Tech Town right near here in Wayne State University?
Yeah, it's just 4 blocks from here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right down, I think on...
But it's kind of a... Am I right? It's kind of a think tank...
For entrepreneurship. It's like an incubator space.
That's right.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's right across from Next Energy.
What a neat combination, then, of taking the concept you folks came up with and then marrying that down there to see if they can come up with the inner workings of it to make it go. When will you know? I mean, do you have to take these courses down at Universal City before you can really make that kind of thing work?
I don't know if that's necessarily, but I think the courses that we're going to be taking down in Universal Studios is really going to help out in the whole process. I mean, the kids in our group, we have like a good business background. A couple of us are in DECA, and so we understand the business aspect of it pretty well. But I think being able to hear it from professionals and really learning on a much higher level than we're all used to is going to be super helpful in the development of our app.
You think you may talk Marcus Lemotis into maybe doing a little investing?
Investing. Well, they did get to have one of the prizes is that they got to have lunch with him and talk to some of the people in his program. And in Orlando, they're planning to have to talk to them again. And so who knows?
Maybe so what was your impression of him when you talked with him? Leo?
He was pretty cool. We didn't have a lot of time with him one-on-one, but at the assembly, he talked a lot about how he got where he was, and he seemed really down-to-earth, different from what I thought.
Yeah. Jake, I understand you've been a fan of The Prophet for a while, huh?
Yeah. I've pretty much watched every episode, and so when this whole thing got announced, you know, I was super excited.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't sure how he was going to be in person because, you know, what you see on TV is not always what the person ends up being, but he ended up being... I think for everyone who was at the school, he ended up being like a super cool guy and really interesting.
Very authentic.
Right, of course.
Well, congratulations again, Leo Sweeney and Jacob Keller and your team, for the Parkit team, for what you've accomplished there. And when you come back from Orlando, we got to hear about it, okay?
Of course.
And Molly, you're going to let him go, huh? You're going to let him go?
I'm going to try to go. I'm going to try to get on the team.
Chaperone.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Molly Keller, thank you so much for being here. And guys, thanks so much again for being here for the Internet Advisor. And as the folks behind the glasses, we said Mike Stett and Logan Stanifer, thank you as well for making this program happen. By the way, folks, don't forget, on Sunday night, we will be publishing the entire podcast of our program. That's all 2 hours. Will be available on our website, internetadvisor.net. Or, by the way, you can subscribe through iTunes. Simply go to and look for Internet Advisor Podcast Feed. Subscribe to that, and you'll get it every week.